Weekends with Connor Cape, Mile High Sports.
Welcome back to the Connor Cape Show on Mile High Sports. I'm Connor Cape. On the other side of the glass is Jake Meyer. This afternoon, we've talked about a couple things. Peyton Manning, Derek Fisher, who did not play for the Spurs, played for the Lakers, the Warriors, the Mavericks, and finished with Oklahoma City. My bad. And we talked about Chad Bettis returning to the Rockies, which is fantastic. And last night, the Colorado Rapids hosted the Columbus Crew in a Western Conference versus Eastern Conference matchup. Colorado Rapids entered the game in last place in the Western Conference, which is a complete 180 of where they were last year. And they took all 3 points anyway. A last place team has won three games in a row at home, which is fairly unusual for MLS. And they did it on the backs of Doyle and Alan Gordon with two late goals in the 80th and 88th minute. Everything looked lost at the game last night. I was there. And Colorado looked sluggish. They looked out of it. They looked unfocused. They looked like they had just played a game 2 days earlier, which they hadn't. They looked tired. And 80th minute rolls around, and it was like a switch flipped for them. They find one goal to even it up at 1-1. They find a second goal, 2-1. And now they're still in last place, and they're still 6 points below the red line to make the playoffs, but they're only 1 point behind Real Salt Lake and Minnesota United and 3 points behind Seattle Sounders. So another win, and they're right up there battling for that spot, for that last spot. San Jose Earthquakes currently have it with 19 points. Colorado has 13 points. But the real key when you want to look at this is how many games have the teams played. Colorado has played 13 games, and Real Salt Lake's played 16. Minnesota and Seattle have played 14. San Jose has played 15. The only team in front of them right now that's played the same amount of games is the LA Galaxy, who have been tearing it up lately and will probably be above the red line very soon, which should make for an interesting matchup, because after Portland, that's who comes to Dick's Sporting Goods Park, is the LA Galaxy, who are on fire right now. But a good matchup, a good two matchups coming up to finish out this homestand for Colorado. And I tweeted this out, I don't know, a week ago or so before the Sporting Kansas City match, that Colorado was in a good position, even though they were in last place and even though they weren't playing very well to start the year. It's June. It's no longer early. A lot of these teams, where they are in the standings, this is kind of what they are. But Colorado was in a unique position where they had four straight games at home. And I said, just win one, win the first one against Sporting Kansas City, win the second one against Columbus, and fight like mad against Portland and LA, which now they've won two games. You got 6 points. You're in position where you're playing a Portland team that started the year off great, scoring a ton of goals, and has kind of lost their way just a little bit. They were at the top of the table early on. Now they're fourth. But getting them at altitude, getting them here, winning on the road in MLS is very difficult. I will say that every time we talk about MLS, winning on the road is hard. So Colorado has a lot going for them just because playing at home is its own kind of gift in MLS. Home field advantage is huge. And then you have the altitude that figures in, and you have weird scheduling like Columbus. They played Wednesday night at home against Seattle, and then they come here 3 days later to play at 5,000 feet on the road in a game that's not even against a team in their own conference. And I kind of thought Columbus would take it easy. I thought they might trot out a lineup of second string guys, give their first team some rest, because that's normally what happens in this league, is you don't see a lot of guys, you don't see a lot of teams that put out their best 11 in a interconference matchup, especially when it's on the road. You have to travel, especially when you just played a game 2 days before. I kind of thought Columbus would take their 3 points that they got Wednesday and chalk it up and say, all right, we got 3 points Wednesday. We'll just go to Colorado and do our very best to get 1 point. But if we lose, we lose. It's no big deal. And instead, they put everyone forward. They brought Higuain. They put Miram out. And the only guy they didn't put out that I thought we might see is Mané. But other than that, they pretty much put out a full-strength lineup, and they really wanted all 3 points. Columbus didn't come here and lay down. And Columbus found the first goal of the match because Colorado was struggling. As I said, they did not look good. I thought I was running through my head in the press box last night watching the game, all the scenarios that might happen for Colorado to get back in this match and find a way just to get 1 point, just to find a goal. And I started thinking about how realistic all of them were. And I thought, you know, maybe Gashi will get a header or something off a set piece because Colorado loves set pieces. And I'm thinking, well, you know, that definitely could happen, but they look really unfocused right now. They do not look like they hadn't put together any strong attacking options at any point in the game. They didn't look concise or controlled in the final third of the field at all. And then they scored. Doyle scores. And it's 1-1. And I'm like, well, all right, 80th minute, you got your goal. You get a point. You can play out the next 10 minutes, just get home with this 1 point because you've played terribly and you've salvaged a point out of this. And you're in last place. That a point's not fantastic, but it's good enough. It's not another loss. And I'm thinking, just get to the final whistle. And for a little bit, it kind of looked like that's what Colorado was looking to do. Columbus was trying to find another goal. They wanted to leave. They felt like they got shocked by Colorado's goal. And they were like, all right, let's get that goal back. We need these 3 points. And what ended up happening is Columbus couldn't do anything in the final 10 minutes, and Colorado was the threatening and dangerous team for the rest of the match. And then they find that last goal from Alan Gordon, and you get all 3 points. And now you've got 2 wins in a row on this homestand, 3 wins in a row total at home, and you've got a not as precise, not as clean-looking Portland team coming to town. Why can't they get 3 points again? Any reason?
None at all. They should be able to. I mean, if they keep closing games out like they have been, because, I mean, earlier in the season, it seemed like they weren't closing the games out. They would score, but then they would just let it out of their grasp.
Right.
And it seems like in these past two home games, they're just staying, they're closing out a lot better.
Right. And the difference between this year and last year is they didn't have those lapses at the end of matches where they would let up that game-tying goal or that game-winning goal. And this year, it's kind of bit them in the rear end where they've allowed those. But last night, they had to find a way to score. And that's not this team's MO. They're not the team that comes back from down 1-0. They're the team that tries to play ugly and get a goal. They're not playing beautiful football. They're not playing the beautiful game. They want to get a goal any way they can and then hang on to it for dear life. If you put them in a position where they have to come back, there's very little confidence that I have in them to be able to do that. But Pablo talks about this all the time, and he talked about it last night. It's heart, it's drive, it's determination. And a lot of people say a lot of things about Pablo and his aversion to advanced analytics and advanced numbers in the game of soccer, and how possession doesn't mean anything, and shots on goal are not as important as people think. And a lot of people, myself included, think there are probably some better ways to go about managing games and managing teams, and that numbers do matter. But then you win 3 games at home, and you're getting closer to all the teams in front of you on the table. And if they pass Real Salt Lake and Minnesota, which I think they will, because Real Salt Lake is just a mess. They lost 6-2 at Dallas last night. They gave up a first-half hat trick, and they let a 16-year-old score on them. Real Salt Lake is a complete mess. Minnesota is kind of bouncing around. They lost a bunch of players to injury and international duty last night. Yesterday at Sporting Kansas City, they lost 3-0. And Seattle is still a team without an identity. So these teams in front of Colorado are vulnerable, and they can be jumped on the table, and Colorado could be right in the thick of it, and all you have to do in MLS is make the tournament, because it's a crapshoot after that. Just get in the playoffs and you have a chance. This is the Connor Cape Show on Mile High Sports.